Welcome back to the Barstool Breakdown podcast and YouTube channel. I'm Adam, and I'm here with my co-host, Yus. And
hey,
we have some big news today, right? For a long time, of course, Yus and I are huge Barcelona fans, but for a long time, I've always said my second team in the world is Manchester City. And the reason that's always been is because I've always loved Sergio Aguero. And today, we finally, after, you know, a few weeks here, I would say, of rumors about him coming to Barca next season, have gotten the official word from the club and from Sergio himself that he is indeed leaving. The club gave a nice little message on social media, and they announced officially that they're going to build a stadium, a statue of him outside of the Etihad, where they're also building one for Vincent Kompany and David Silva. And Sergio himself put out a message on social media talking about how much he loved playing for the club and how big it was. And he's been at Man City since 2011, where I think all of us remember in that 2011-12 season, he scored the goal on the very last match day that ended up winning Man City their first title in, I think, 50-plus years. And so, you know, we're talking about a very high-caliber player here, Yus, right?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing that surprised me, one, was that it was Man City's decision not to renew his contract that ends this summer. But like you're saying, he's a phenomenal player. He has the record Manchester City goals with 257, 73 assists in 384 games, and he leads that record goal scoring with 80-plus goals over the second-place goal scorer there. Not only that, but he has the Premier League championship title 4 times, English League Cup 5 times, and the FA Cup once, right? So this is huge. This is a very, it's almost, I mean, akin to the fact that, you know, we talked about Messi leaving at one point, right? This last season. But
sure. No, I think you're totally right. Aguero is that level of player, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you know, like I kind of mentioned, Vincent Kompany, David Silva, Sergio Aguero, they're all part of that new age of Man City in this last decade, where we've seen them kind of emerge as like a, you know, club on the global scale that can compete with anyone. Of course, a little bittersweet for us because some of that success, not all of it, was when they got Pep recently, right?
Sure.
And they've been on a good tear and look like they're going to be the Premier League winners this year. But here's my question, Yus. Coming back to Barca, coming back to the team we love, how do you feel about the Sergio Aguero Barca connection and the possibility that he could be an FC Barcelona player next season?
Well, to begin, we do need a striker. We need someone scoring goals. Griezmann has done a decent job, but, you know, we still have that striker position that we need to fill, one. But, you know, we also have to consider the downsides of a player as Aguero, where, you know, he's 33 years old, one. He's had a whole host of injuries, you know, in his career, not including his most recent stuff, which included a lot of injury or a knee injury issues, meniscus, I believe, issue at one point, along with I believe he missed some games in January due to the coronavirus. So and on top of that, right, with all these injuries, he hasn't really scored in league in the last year whatsoever. He came back in October after his knee injury and hasn't really done much there. Alongside with that, I heard a comment from Pep himself that he has no plans of starting Aguero this coming Saturday. So those are some big concerns.
Sure. Well, I mean, you know, they have Gabriel Jesus, so mm-hmm. they have a substitute in place ready to take over for Man City. So, you know, contrary to you, I actually wasn't that surprised because of kind of some of the things we listed.
Sure.
And, you know, that's the huge issue, right, is having someone who's injured. Like, even though Coutinho, for example, hasn't performed on the field as well, mm-hmm. just having him hurt for so long has really cost us from getting any value from him. Obviously, Dembele has been looking a lot brighter this season because he's been healthy, but, you know, he spent essentially, what, 2 seasons on the bench, which is something we can't really risk. And so, you know, Aguero at his age, I'm a little bit worried, one, will he ever recapture that, you know, golden form he had for so long,
sure.
right? Once you get over the age of 30, it's hard to, you know, get back to playing at your peak performance ever, really. And like you said, knee injuries are infamous for being really hard to come back from, mm-hmm. right? We've seen with Umtiti himself that, you know, I just remember seeing some of those Copa del Rey games where Umtiti was trying to run and catch defenders one-on-one and he couldn't, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So, you know, without seeing Aguero prove himself lately, I do have some worries about whether or not he's going to be able to, you know, really prove anything for us. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, though, like you said, we do need a striker, right? I think when I think about Aguero and if he's a good fit for us, a lot of it comes down to, are we going to sign Haaland and would Aguero be a backup? Because, you know, I think if I assume in the situation where we get Haaland this summer, we're going to have to get rid of Griezmann most likely. Yeah. And so, you know, Sergio might be a good replacement. I think even if he doesn't regain his previous form, I would have to assume Sergio Aguero is better than Braithwaite, right? Even though, you know, Braithwaite has put in some serviceable minutes lately and had that great goal against Denmark that we covered in the most recent episode. I do think that, you know, Aguero, if he's able to come as a backup and if we're able to get his wages down, would be huge. Like you said, he's the top goal scorer for Man City. He's the third highest goal scorer for Argentina. And so he has the track record of being a great goal scorer and someone who's clinical in front of net, which is what we need. It's just a little worrisome if the club is really going to go after an older star like this. You know, I think a lot of our excitement about the team this season has been because we're getting younger. And so the idea of getting older, if we don't get another striker, that does cause some concern with me.
Sure, but like I pointed out a bunch of negatives, right? But I also want to talk about the positives, as you just did. But he's also coming from experience in Atletico Madrid. He had about 5 seasons there, and so he has playtime in Spain in La Liga, right? So it's not like he wouldn't be experienced enough, and he's also played under Pep, you know, coached Barcelona for a while, so that's also a plus. And then on top of that, it's also
I think for me, like, that's huge. You know, I think we can't understate that, right? Like, even though Aguero was a younger, much more quick version of himself, obviously he had 101 goals and 234 appearances. So, you know, they won, I think, the Europa League and the Super Cup with Atletico. So I think you're totally right there. Having that La Liga experience would be pretty big for us. And I think, you know, that's something we have to take into account.
Definitely. It's also nice that he's on a free transfer. I mean, he still has to be paid, but that's, you don't have to pay for like to move him over, right? Which is a...
Yeah, we're signing him, right?
Of course.
So we wouldn't have to pay a transfer fee. Although... You know, one worry I do have is if, you know, Sergio Aguero is a huge name, right? And huge names usually come with huge contracts. And so, you know, especially with the financial ruin the club is in. And again, a lot of my mind frame on this summer is all about Haaland and if we get him. And if we do, there's no chance we're going to be able to pay him a lot of money. So, you know, I feel like it's a little bit like a Goldilocks story with Aguero. Like, he has to come for free, which he is. He has to come with a low wage bill, and, you know, I would want him to come as a essentially backup, and I just don't know if Sergio Aguero is going to want to come as a backup. I mean, I know he's had a history of wanting to go back to I think his boyhood club in Argentina, Independiente, and so, you know, if he has the option to come to Barca as a backup or go back to Argentina and play his last few years as a starter, you know, I think that might be a difficult choice for him.
Sure, but I also think he does want to accomplish some more achievements in Europe, right? I don't think he's necessarily done. I know he wants to achieve more. As you're saying, he may want to go back to Argentina, but I think as he's still 33, that's still, you still have a lot to accomplish as such a good player as he is.
The toxic looking, though, Yus, that's a little bit old, man.
I know. But at the same time, I'm talking about from his perspective, not necessarily mine or soccer in a whole. But I agree with you. But then we also got to consider, right? He is an Argentinian international. He played with Messi, right? And that's its own connection there. That's a big thing that we have to consider.
True. I mean, you know, him and Messi, it's a kind of a love story. They have like a bromance, kind of like you and I use. you know, from what I know, they've been roommates and like really close friends since the 2005 under 20 World Cup, where they first bonded. There's a story that I always see on the internet about how like one of Aguero's childhood friends had passed away, and then like the national team coaches tried to shut off the internet to everyone so he wouldn't find out, and somehow Messi found it and then like had to be the one to tell Sergio. And ever since then, they've been really good friends. I mean, they won the gold medal together in 2010, right? Aguero experienced a lot of the heartache that Messi and myself experienced, you know, 2014 World
of
Cup,
course.
The Copa America losses. And, you know, just to kind of testify to the fact that they are so close and that it's not some sort of like, you know, media story that they try to make. I mean, they're roommates, and in his autobiography, Aguero called him like a brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one question I do have, which kind of comes up, is like, do you think these rumors are true? Because, you know, I saw Fabrizio Romano today, the journalist, kind of post about how Aguero hasn't made up his mind and a lot of teams have contacted him. I do wonder a little bit if this is just the press, which in soccer as compared to U.S. sports, I feel like creates a lot more rumors and there's a lot more agents trying to put stories out there. Like, do you think Barca are actually showing an interest, or do you think this is because there's that obvious Messi Aguero connection, a story made up or made up by Aguero's agent to kind of increase his prices this summer?
I mean, I wouldn't doubt that it's a little bit of both, right? I mean, I saw some things where it says Laporta is keen on signing him this coming summer, right? I'm sure, you know, with a player of his stature that it is something that would be in the back of their minds. But I also think at the same time, like, you're right, I think this is kind of one of those things where they're adding a little fabrication to some things because they want to hype it up, one. Two, they also, of course, want to make some kind of pressure to, you know, all these teams probably want him, especially like maybe some teams that need someone. Like, I mean, we need a striker, but I'm sure there's plenty of other teams that would love to take him and give him plenty of play time, right? So at the same time, it is a partially to push his wages,
right? Like,
yeah, of course. But yeah, I mean, like, I don't think this is necessarily, it's not one or the other in this case. I believe it's both. And at the same time, like, how much truth, as you're asking, are in these statements? It's very early. It's what? This was today? Yesterday? It was I don't know. That's
today, yeah.
Today, yeah. This is, like, brand new news. I'm sure there's a lot of reports coming out from everywhere. When I was researching this today, I found millions of different articles just on Google. I typed in Kun Aguero, you know, a million things covering him immediately. I'm sure there's a lot of false statements out there or not so accurate ones. But at the same time, like, I'm sure there's truth to some of them.
Sure. Well, hey, thank you guys so much for listening. Please subscribe to our page, like us, write in the comments whether you think Aguero will be in the Camp Nou next season or not. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful day.
Thank you, guys.